Hello and welcome. I'm Daniel.
I'm Andrew.
And we're brothers.
And this is
The Daniel Andrew Show,
where we give our opinions about TV and movies and TV shows about, fancy people that was based on a movie. So, Andrew, how you doing today?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing all right. Did you have a good week?
It's good. A lot of it was watching that show. It's like a good 8 hours. I've just been playing Final Fantasy, but Friday, Dragon's Dogma 2 comes out, and I am super excited. It looks really good. It looks like the perfect game for me. I'm fully just going to just disappear and be playing that game for probably the whole weekend.
I know one game we weren't playing for the whole weekend, which is the Battlefront remake, Star Wars Battlefront 1 and 2, their remake.
Yeah, apparently it's just doggy doo-doo.
I just fumbled that real hard, and it's pretty hard to fumble that. I mean, those are like beloved games.
Yeah.
I mean, those are the games that I like, so I was, kind of bummed on that.
I mean, it was, the blueprint was there. All you had to do was bring it up and make it online, and I guess, the hit tracking is so bad, you can shoot right at a guy and he won't take any damage. And at launch, there was only, three servers going, so, very select few people could play.
Yep.
Just a mess.
Yeah. That was a game I was actually interested in. Of course, that's most of the time there's a game that I'm interested in. Those are the ones that usually are complete garbage. There's been a lot of those recently. I mean, Saints Row game, love those games. And they made that last one was crap. No one played it. No one liked it. That Gotham Knights I thought looked interesting. That was crap. Game we could actually play together. That sucked. There's other ones I can't remember off the top of my head, but usually when I'm interested or like the previous game or something, it's usually crap.
Yeah.
Kind of the kiss of death, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Well, oh well. What can we do? All right. Well, do you watch anything else?
No, not really. It was mostly just that, and then I'm finishing off the last season of Warrior because I had to stop in between to watch the show. So
yeah, I'm trying to think. There's a new season of the glass blowing show on Netflix, and gotta use my Netflix, so watching that glass blowing called Blown Away. They got a new host, and it's weird because I'm just so used to the other host, and it's just like some other, generic white guy replacing the other generic white guy. But I think he does other Netflix game show type things, so they probably just were like, we'll just get this guy. What else? There was something else. Whatever. It's probably not that interesting. Cool. Young Sheldon's on Netflix. So, all the past seasons. Been watching some of those. And Abbott Elementary. I'm watching that, too. Pretty good. All right. Well, talking about things that are 20 years old that they're coming back, they're putting Shrek 2 back in the theaters for the 20th anniversary. And every Spider-Man movie they're putting back in the theaters to celebrate 100 years of Columbia Pictures, which is Sony owned.
Didn't they do Phantom Menace? The anniversary of Phantom Menace, it was literally when we saw the last movie, so it would have been Kung Fu Panda. Maybe it hasn't come out yet, for May the 4th, I assume.
Yeah, so. probably. But
that hasn't happened yet then. Okay.
That would be, didn't that come out in like 99 or something? So 25th anniversary?
Yeah, some anniversary, yeah.
I think that was 99. So yeah, 25th would be, if that is correct. I saw, speaking of that movie, I saw like a interview with Ewan McGregor. And his wife is Mary Elizabeth Winstead. Did you know that?
I don't know who that is.
Mary Elizabeth Winstead. Well, I mean, she was in Scott Pilgrim. She's Ramona Flowers. She's the one that ends up being bad in Sky High. Sorry, I ruined Sky High for everybody. She's in 10 Cloverfield Lane. She's in, I mean, there's only like three people in 10 Cloverfield Lane, so.
I've never seen that one.
So. She's in Birds of Prey. She was Huntress.
Look her up.
With Ewan McGregor.
Oh, yeah. I know who this is. Yeah.
She was in something else, too. I mean, she's actually done quite a few. Oh, she's the lady in Ahsoka. She's, has the she's green, I think.
What?
Right? She's green.
Oh, you're saying she's
wears a bunch of makeup.
Yeah, no, I know who you're she's not credited on IMDb for that, so maybe that's not her then. Maybe it's in television. She's Hera. Yeah.
Hera. Syndulla. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And she's also in Final Destination 3. She's like the main one when they go on the roller coaster.
Yeah, I've seen her before. Yeah,
I've actually seen her in quite a few things from when I was young to now. But she's married to Ewan McGregor. Apparently he cheated with her on his wife of like 20 years when they were on a show together.
Yeah, I've heard he's a bit of a dirtbag.
Yeah. But I just thought that was interesting. I was like, oh, this is the person he cheated with. It was like literally something that I actually know. Someone definitely younger than him as well. Yeah. Anyway, I just thought that was weird because I saw Star Wars stuff. Anyway, but yeah. So I already got my tickets for Spider-Man 2 because I don't think I ever saw that in the theater. I was probably young when that came out.
Yeah. I don't know. It's not really worth it at my theater to like, it's not really that much of a more experience seeing it in my theater than
at home.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think it'll be fun to see it in the theaters because I have not seen it in a theater. I know we went and saw Spider-Man 3. Maybe we did see Spider-Man 2 in the theater and I just don't remember watching it in the theater, but I mean, I'm thinking about doing it for the first one, but I don't know. We'll see. But they're doing it every Monday starting in April. But they're doing like the first three and then the Amazing Spider-Man and then the newer ones. So,
yeah.
So that's kind of cool. That's fun. I mean, something to go back to the theaters for.
I think I already saw Phantom Menace in a prior thing. They had it like in 3D or something.
Yeah, they did that for like 15 years, 10 years maybe.
Yeah.
That would have been 09 would have been 10 years. So it might have been that. Or 15 would have been 14.
Yeah.
Whatever. All right. Well, speaking of Shrek 2, Shrek 5 is confirmed with the original cast. They're doing a Donkey spinoff and a Sing 3. Are you interested in any of those projects?
I haven't seen any of the Sings. I think maybe I've seen a little bit of the first one.
Oh, they're both good.
I
would recommend
like
them.
Animals, like all these animal movies. It's just like, who cares? Like,
I don't even, honestly, they I don't even know why they're animals. It really doesn't matter that they're animals. They're just like
not human animals, so they can tie it to real life without offending anybody. That's basically what it is.
Oh, maybe. Yeah, that's a good point. I don't know. I mean, it's musical. They're just doing pop music.
Music, so the music's usually good. Meaning behind it, blah, blah, blah.
I don't know. They're cute movies, isn't it?
Too many animal movies. Got that one, freaking Life of Pets, and freaking Zootopia. There's so many animal ones. They all just blend together to me, and they all are one movie, and it doesn't matter to me.
All right. Well, I know that the dog movie that's out right now didn't do really anything, and they thought they would do better. So, Arthur the King movie with Mark Wahlberg. Right. Dad saw it and he went, I thought it was fine. So it must be horrible. If Dad, the King of Dog Movies, was like, it was all right. That movie's got
to
be crap.
I never had to see that. I would never make it through those types of movies.
Yeah. All right. Well, so Andrew's not interested in any of this then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dog movies, I'm definitely out.
I'm talking about
like Air Bud One or something, and then I was out.
I'm talking about Shrek or a Donkey spinoff or
Shrek
Thing 3.
I mean, I checked out, after 2.
Well, you can see that in theaters if you want.
2 I mean, is what they tell me. Puss in Boots is good, but
it was good.
It's an animal movie, so it means
the
nothing.
Second Puss in Boots was good, and you should check it out. That was a good movie. You probably like it. It's the same kind of animation as Spider-Verse. So it was good. It's a good movie. I definitely recommend it. One of my top 10 movies of that year. So, all right. Well, let's get into this trailer train, huh? Oh, no. Never mind. One more story.
Okay.
Sorry. Okay. So this is some people are saying this is confirmed. But the official studio and the producers have said nothing. There's been no formal announcement. So this could all be crap or one of those things where they try to float it out there and see what people think. Okay, well, people are saying it's confirmed or that he has been offered the role. But Aaron Taylor Johnson has been offered the role of James Bond. So that would be kick-ass.
Oh, right.
Kick-Ass, he was in Bullet Train, Lemon in Bullet Train.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Craven. Gonna be Craven?
Yeah.
I hope someone saw Craven. Is gonna watch Craven and pick somebody else. I mean, he's a handsome guy, but... I mean, he wouldn't be my choice.
Yeah. And
every time I see him, I just think about Kick-Ass, where he's like kind of Ronnie or whatever. And Goofy.
I mean, honestly, I really don't care who they pick. But just because I feel like the last kind of James Bonds I didn't even see the last one still. I fell asleep during the other one when you guys were watching.
It's good.
And
you were just tired. You weren't bored. You were just
tired. I was tired. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure you would have liked it if you actually watched it.
That was like the day we like flew in or something, and I never get any sleep before a flight.
I was
just really tired.
But it's a good movie, and you probably would like it.
Yeah, I'll check it out one of these days, but. I don't know. I feel like James Bond's time is long past, but we'll see who they get. I mean, it really does depend on who they get to revitalize, that thing. So
yeah,
if they choose wrong, it might be the end of it.
We still don't have a director or anything. So I think they're probably working on a script right now, but we don't have any director or anything. Yeah. So. I don't have a person to be James Bond either. So, But yeah, his name's been floated before. I mean, the people who said that this is happening are like, it's called The Sun. And I think they're like a UK, one of those UK tabloids, kind of, you know, the ones that are like, you know, at the store where they're like these ridiculous headlines or whatever. So
yeah.
I don't know if they're super
credible.
Yeah. So we'll see. But yeah, that's what I would say if he was announced.
Yeah.
But I mean, he was pretty good in Bullet Train. I'm pretty sure that's why anyone would even think about him for James Bond, because he's like wearing a suit the whole time.
I was watching some interviews with like Henry Cavill, and they were talking about when he was auditioning for James Bond, you know, between Daniel Craig, but he was too young at the time, sort of thing.
And they said he was pudgy.
I guess they were saying like one person liked him, but like the main person had the say or something. Obviously they can go with him. But...
yeah, Broccoli's probably was it. Probably. Yeah. I think the older guy was the father, not the daughter who's in charge now, was still alive at the time. I think that would have been like the last decision he made, I think. Could be wrong though. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, we'll see what happens. We don't have a director or anything, so I don't know. I mean, yeah, we'll just see when we see, I guess. Just like...
yeah, it's probably still going to be a bit before they say. Anyways.
They say, yeah. Yeah, well, they usually anoint somebody and then they get the director and everything. So,
okay.
But yeah, I think these are probably just names that were floated. Maybe he's like on top of the list or something, but we'll see. All right. Now let's get into some trailers. Okay, so one trailer I had, you know, I watched because, I mean, I just like Conan O'Brien. So
I figured as much.
I mean, I like his podcast. It's a, you know, like... a podcast I actually listen to, so
I mean, I will agree with you. Conan O'Brien is definitely the funniest television show. Yeah, late night.
Yeah,
for sure. Host. Yeah, by far the best. And I mean, I still watch stuff on YouTube from old stuff. It's just hilarious, and it really does withstand the time. So I do like him.
Yeah, it's not like super referential or anything usually. Mm-hmm. And that's what I think good comedy is timeless. The stuff that is funniest usually is when he does a remote. So, I mean, and him going to different countries is just a long, big remote.
Right? Yeah.
So
that's it.
I think it looks funny. I actually laughed at the trailer. I think it looks good. It's just him traveling the world, which he already did prior, but now this is his deal with Max now. HBO deal at the time. I think it looks funny and I probably will watch it. I mean, and it's a traveling show. Those are fine. Seeing places and whatnot.
I mean, honestly, I would not even watch this if it wasn't Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
Like anyone else, I would probably be like, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. Shows Conan O'Brien Must Go. Right. I think that's what it's called. Yeah. All right. Okay. Now let's talk about stuff that I don't think looks very good. Which one do you want to go with?
Well, you don't think The Crow looks good?
No, that looks like trash.
I know you don't like how he looks.
He looks terrible, and this trailer didn't help at all.
Yeah. I mean, it's the same as the original, right? That's how it works. He can't die.
I know he can't die. I'm not super familiar, but I mean, he looks goofy.
Yeah, and he kind of looks Joker.
Yeah.
Kind of jokery.
Yeah. They've definitely modernized it. I don't know. Yeah. People might take a cult classic kind of liking to it, or it's just going to be a drop in the water.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think it looks edgy for the sake of being edgy. Also, I'm surprised that you can have just like trailers with people getting like suffocated to death and it's like, you know, good to go or anything.
Mm-hmm. It's a different landscape.
It's pretty dark. I mean, I don't know. It just seems to be super like what a 10-year-old think, like super edgy, you know.
I mean, if you didn't see the original, it's kind of, it's pretty edgy for the sake of being edgy.
I'm sure. I don't know. Maybe it's just not my thing, I guess. I don't wear any, guy liner or anything. Maybe it's just not for me.
Yeah, it might not be for you because the original is very much like that.
Okay.
It's like the same plot line, I think, too. His wife.
No, I know it's based on a comic or whatever. So I know it's. I don't know. It just looks like, you know, they're like having sex in the beginning of the trailer. It's like trying to be like sexy, and then it's like, oh, it's dark and tattoos and whatever. I don't know. It just looks goofy to me. And that song,
sounds like it's not for you.
And why did they pick that song? I have no idea. That Ozzy Osbourne Post Malone song, him going in the background did not help. I don't know who was thinking with this trailer, but
I mean, you gotta have some kind of like rap, the voice, auto tuned voice in trailers these days.
Also, the comments on the trailer are bad. They're like, this looks like crap, or it'll never be my crow from the 90s. You know, it's like nobody was like, wow, this trailer looks good. Everyone's like, this sucks. So,
I actually like Bill Skarsgård, so it kind of sucks, but
I do. I like him too. I mean, if anyone could pull off this, it's him. I mean, he's a good character actor, like for sure, but we'll see what happens. Who knows? Maybe it's great. All right. What do you want to talk about next?
What was the other? Furiosa
and the Acolyte.
Let's do Furiosa first because I got more stuff to say about the other one.
Right.
I mean, we've already seen a trailer for this.
Yeah, but this trailer looks like almost complete. Like this has more like story
more
and
substance.
Stuff.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest, I don't even care about the substance. I'm just there to watch cars crash into each other and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, it looks good. I don't know. It might be a little more compelling than the first one to me, honestly, because I don't know. I couldn't even tell you what the first Mad Max was about. They need to get oil across or something, and stuff happens. I don't know. There was cars that crashed into each other and people throwing stuff at each other.
So they live there. It's post-apocalyptic and this one guy has the water. So they have to like trade with him to get water or else they'll, you know, die.
Yeah, but like I don't remember what the main character's like motivation is in the thing. I think
it's revenge or something.
Yeah. So
I don't know. I thought honestly the first half of that movie was good and then the second half is incredibly boring. I know that people love that movie. I don't get it. I think this looks real goofy. I think Chris Hemsworth's chewing up the scenery. And with this big fake nose, it just looks real goofy. It looks very George Miller, like bad George Miller, which he has done. And it's just like very lots of weird makeup for some reason and big, loud and very flashy. I feel like
this is what the Mad Max was prior. I think that's what they're going for. And I think
it
comes down to taste again.
Another thing that people really liked about that last one was that it was mostly practical. This looks a lot less practical. I see more CG looking, looks like they're in the volume. It looks cheaper and not
as... I'm assuming they're going to still do the car stuff.
Yeah.
Practical, but there looks like there's some actual fight sequences with like flamethrowers and stuff. And obviously they're not going to use real flamethrowers.
Yeah. I don't know. It looks less well-made. I don't know. It just looks kind of goofy to me. The only thing that honestly really keeps me interested is that Anya Taylor-Joy is Furiosa. I mean, and that was the only really good part for me about the one Fury Road was Charlize Theron as Furiosa. So they picked good people to be those characters. I mean, and Furiosa is a much more interesting character than Mad Max. So, it looks like that will be more interesting to me. It's just, I don't know. It still looks weird and kind of, but I don't know. People probably still love it because they liked that last movie and they'll probably give it a pass. But probably. I don't think it'll be as good as the first one of this new series of Mad Max stuff. Anyway, so we'll see.
Yeah.
All right, and we can talk about The Acolyte now.
Yeah. I don't know. To me, it just doesn't feel very Star Wars-y looking to me. Everything kind of looks like a set.
Yep.
And even, I don't know, I like that the lady that they chose from The Matrix, I like her.
The lady from The Matrix?
Oh,
yeah. Trinity. Yeah, that I got. Okay.
But they're kind, like the way they're fighting is just like very, I don't know, it's like almost not Star Wars. They're fighting like they're in some other franchise or something. It's weird. And then, I don't know anything about the people in it, so I don't really care about the story too much. I can't even remember if there was any story that was told, or if this was, I think it was more like a teaser anyways.
It's supposed to be from the dark side perspective. Yeah. Well, first of all, The Acolyte, I'm guessing it's Mandela Stenberg is in the trailer. She has braids or something. I don't think that girl's a very good actress. And if it's going to hinge on her, I'm worried because I haven't liked her in anything if I've seen her. Or I haven't just liked the project overall that she's been in. So that makes me worried. I was like, I would have picked somebody else. Trinity's cool. It makes sense, Matrix to Star Wars. But I think they're just showing her because people go, oh, I like her from Matrix. Exactly. And I doubt she's even be in there that much. She'll probably be in like an episode or two. Use the Force and look like Trinity. But I don't know if that's gonna actually be the whole show.
I'm worried as well. It didn't look good.
People like Jedis and you're gonna get Jedi stuff, but
it's just not there. From what I saw, it just doesn't look like it's done well.
It looks like B team Star Wars. It doesn't look like they put their A team on it. It looks like they put their B team on it. But then again, sometimes B team stuff turns out to be the good stuff.
It's possible.
Definitely seen stuff where I thought, I'm worried, we'll see. I don't know any of these people, but sometimes having nobodies in it is good. So we'll see. I mean, these people aren't really, the people who are making it aren't really tried and true or anything. Kind of up and coming people. So, I mean, I'm willing to give them, you know, some.
I mean, great, I'm going to watch it. And based off what I saw, you look rough.
Yeah, that's coming out in June, I think it said. But I think a lot, you know, all the trailers that we watched, other than one, would they look kind of rough to me. We'll see what the final product looks like. But I don't know. Star Wars is, some people just think Star Wars is dead. I mean,
I respect that opinion.
Yeah.
Honestly, I find myself in that boat sometimes as well.
Yeah.
I think Ahsoka was good enough for me, but I understand that lots of people don't even know who Ahsoka is and aren't fans of it. So I understand that.
Now,
if you don't have that, then you don't have much. Well,
no, I would say I am for doing a story that's not tied to anything else or using other characters, doing something completely new and putting it in a different time, which would be this. I mean, is what this is. I mean, I assume, unless there's Yoda shows up or something, which I mean, he lived for a bajillion years, so I mean, I don't know, maybe that's possible, but you know. I don't know. I'm cool with that. I mean, I like the other shows, like the Visions or whatever, where it's just like, you know, little stories. I think it could be done. They just need to
It can be done too, but I don't think they gave it to capable enough hands, honestly.
Yeah, we'll see. I just think they need to do just a basic story will work. I mean, original Star Wars is pretty straightforward. There's bad versus good. Super easy. Yeah. And I mean, you can even still do have super diverse cast and whatever. You can do that. You just have to be good versus evil. They're freaking aliens. I mean, whatever.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know. We'll see. I'm not sure. It could go either way, that show. But most likely, you know, not good, but, you know, we'll see. Track record's not the greatest. Anyway.
You know, I mean, I still have Bad Batch, you know, last on my list to watch.
So. Oh, yeah. Well, it's there for you.
One day I'll get to that.
Yeah. I mean, it's there. It's not going away. I don't know. All right. That's all the trailers here. You ready to get into the old review here?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So today we're talking about the TV version spinoff, maybe, I guess, of The Gentlemen. I don't know if it's a spinoff. It just doesn't seem to be connected, really.
No idea. It doesn't seem to be connected at all. Yeah. Which I think is fine. I don't think I need to.
Yeah. So, what you think?
I was kind of dreading watching it for some reason, but I mean, I watched like the first episode and I was pretty much hooked. I really enjoyed it, even though I usually need some action to carry me through a show like this, but I mean, I thought that all the storylines were pretty interesting and kept me in the show, you know, immersed, and I think they did a really good job. I enjoyed this one a lot, so
yeah,
it's like probably my number one TV show of the year so far. So
I mean,
I don't watch that many, so
so I have honestly only a few qualms with the show. I think the show is pretty decent. I have a couple qualms with the show. One, I think it's a little darker than it needs to be. I mean, the first episode is like a lot. And then it kind of tones it down after that. it's all, you know, it's always like a pilot where it's like it goes crazy and then kind of lightens up. That's with the chicken and,
yeah,
and stuff. Because I didn't feel like it was too like that the rest of the show.
I wasn't bothered by it at all. I see what you mean, I guess. I don't know. I thought there was plenty of dark parts throughout the show. I don't know.
Yeah.
That didn't bother me at all.
Yeah. I mean, so that. And then also, in the movie, I felt like there was people that I liked. Like, there's characters that I liked and I was kind of rooting for. In this one, wasn't really anybody I liked and I was rooting for.
I don't have the same opinion again. But I liked the main character and I liked Susie Glass.
No, but like, I feel like Matthew McConaughey's character in the movie, I was like, oh yeah, like he was wronged and like, we're, you know, whatever, let's, you know, let's get them or whatever. And I liked him. This guy, I was like, he's just some rich guy, you know, whatever. Yeah. I didn't really care.
Well, when you compare it to a movie, the movie has, you know, your good guy and your bad guy. There's not really a overall bad guy every episode. It's just navigating the business.
No, yeah, I get that. But I mean, we had way more time with these characters. And I liked the characters from the movie more than I liked the characters from the TV show. Not to say that it's bad or they're bad characters or anything. It's just, you know, the brother is a screw up. I get it. There's a lot of shows. Apparently there's just like a brother that's a screw up. And I don't care if he died. I didn't care if he lived. I didn't care if he got punched in the face. I didn't care. So after a while, he was just annoying, for me. And then, I mean, he kind of grew on me near the end, but I think that was just because like, I just had the character there so much. I don't know. What else? I mean, the show was funny. There was funny parts to it. And I like, he does what Guy Ritchie does usually, which is there's threads and then they connect at the end. The only problem with it is that the threads were there, but I knew where they were leading most of the time. Like, there was like a twist at the end, but it was like, that was the only like actual twist. You knew exactly who was in the shadows pulling the strings. It wasn't like, oh, who is it? You know, it's pretty obvious who it was. I thought it's funny that, what's his name? Giancarlo Esposito. The drug that he was in charge of, that he was Mr. Kingpin on, was meth. That was not a mistake, obviously, you know, because he was the guy in Breaking Bad. So, you know, obviously he's a meth guy. So the story is the guy becomes a duke because his dad passes away and then he gives him the title or whatever. And then he finds out that they're growing weed underneath his, very large estate, and, he's making money off of it. And then he wants them to be off his land. And then he gets involved with the crime family and the business and blah, 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 and see if he is interested to be in the business or not. And that's basically what the show's about. So, yeah. So you did like our main guy, Theo James, the Duke.
Honestly, I pretty much liked everyone. Even the brother, I see your viewpoint on him, and I thought he was funny.
most of the time, so it didn't bother me. But yeah, he's kind of, he's what sets the narrative right. He messes something up and then he's got to go in and fix it the best way he can, sort of thing. And yeah, they use that to drive the plot for a few of the episodes. It didn't bother me. I still ended up liking him in the end. And even in the first episode, I enjoyed that first episode. And I like the kind of like dry humor. His style, I don't know, it's funny and ironic and sometimes, and I don't know, I really enjoyed the show. I really don't have too many negatives to it. I will say what you're saying about the twist and stuff, yeah, it wasn't, you know, some mystery thing that we didn't really know what was going to happen or anything. But I think it's a good jumping off point for season two. And it seems like the show is more, you know, the journey to the solution than the solution is the payoff, sort of thing.
Yeah, but I think I'm just saying that he does this with movies. I mean, the Gentleman movie was, there's threads and then you connect at the end and you get the kind of reveal or whatever. This one, it was so clear what it was. And they tried to I would prefer you just be like, hey, this is what's happening, because we knew that's what was happening. Or you're really, really dumb. Because it's pretty clear who the one in the shadow, you know, you couldn't see him because he was in the shadow. You knew who that person was. It was just like, whatever. I mean, I kind of liked the episode. I think the lowest rated episode is, I think, the one I probably like the most, which is the one where they're going for the car. I thought that was the best episode because I thought that actually showed the brothers' relationship pretty good. And, you know, they're just kind of going on a little adventure or whatever. I thought Susie was fine. She did a decent, you know, she did a good job, but I thought her character was kind of one note. She's just like, I'm posh and I wear my cool outfits. I wear my designer outfits every episode and I look cool. But she just keeps kind of seem like, you know, I take no prisoners, badass lady. And that was it. I didn't see a lot of, she was probably the shallowest in the character development. I even think the brother had more character development than her, her brother character. I think we'll get more
of her in season two. I mean, this is a television show. It's not.
Yeah. We don't know for sure if we're going to get another one or if this is a miniseries. Cause I mean, you could just say this is over, you know? But I think they left it sort of open-ended if they wanted to do more. But I mean, Guy Ritchie was heavily involved in it, so you would probably
I'd be surprised if they didn't do more, because I'm sure the show was number one.
Yeah, it knocked off Avatar.
Avatar, Avatar was still pretty weeks. Fresh. So
yeah.
I don't know if that says much about Avatar or if it says much about this show.
I think it's that people Guy Ritchie has recently kind of revitalized himself. But it's probably because he's going back to making what he was known for, which is crime, you know, very British crime guys, movies and TV shows and stuff. That's why I think people are more interested again.
I mean, I've seen a lot of his stuff. Not all of it is good. Sometimes his humor doesn't hit for me. I tried some of his Jason Statham ones and they were fine.
Like what?
I tried to watch that one with the lady from Parks and Rec, and that one was very average. I'm pretty sure that's him. I could be wrong.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's him. You didn't like it?
I didn't finish it. I think I was watching it on a plane, so I won't give it too much of it.
Oh, yes, then, yes, we talked about that. Yeah, Ruse de Guerre. I mean, you have to watch the whole thing. That's another one where there's a lot of things happening, and then they connect at the end.
And then the other one was another Jason Statham one. And he's like hunting down this guy who he has to join like the cop force and goes in craziness basically. But he's actually a mob boss.
You talking about the armored car one?
Yeah, the armored car one.
Wrath of Man. I thought it was pretty good too.
I thought it was fine.
If you want to watch Guy Ritchie, you should probably watch the old one, Snatch. That's with Brad Pitt.
Snatch. I like Snatch.
Snatch is good. Lock, Stock, and Two Smoking Barrels.
Never seen that one.
The lead is the guy who's the groundskeeper in that one.
My point is, he has better work, and he has not so good of work. And
that's funny because I like those movies that you said. They like so. I thought those were more fun. That's probably why.
I thought the show was better than those two Jason Statham movies. Easily. I thought this was much better.
I would say it's probably better than Wrath of Man, but I liked the last one. The other one. I mean, this show doesn't have Hugh Grant, so it's not as good. But yeah, I mean,
I don't think it needed Hugh Grant. But I know that adds like a lot for you.
I mean, it's the gentleman, he's great in that. I mean, that's kind of what
we can all agree that The Gentleman is a good movie.
The Gentleman's good. That's probably that could be his best movie for me, honestly.
But I think the show for itself, you know, it's Netflix on top of that. Obviously, they gave him a budget though.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're mostly filming in this one
location.
Fancy castle. Or whatever.
I thought the show was pretty good overall. I won't say more without going into spoilers. What would you rate it?
Okay. Well, I will go with a 7.5.
Okay.
I mean, it's verging on an 8, but I don't know. I feel like I've kind of seen some of this before. I mean, I know it's going to be dark. It's a crime family or whatever, but I don't know. Sometimes I think they showed the violence or whatever, and sometimes they like didn't show the violence at all. They would just like skip and be like, hey, they had a big fight or whatever. I don't know, you know?
Yeah, and they would explain what happened instead of showing what happened.
Yeah, I mean, I would have rather seen him fight a big guy instead of tell me what happened after, but you know, that's
exactly that's what I was saying about the action. Is like, I do feel like there wasn't any action in it because they chose to avoid it, but I still thought the plot was strong enough to keep me invested.
I guess they probably just didn't want Theo James to do a bunch of fight scenes or something. I don't know.
Well, fight scenes, I guess, rack up the cost, maybe. I don't know. Other than that, I don't know. I'd probably give it an 8. And if we saw those action scenes and they were well done, I think I would have given it a 9.
I mean, yeah, I think it would have. I mean, this is a show that, I mean, first of all, I was going to like it probably no matter what. I mean, I like the show. I know I seem more critical on it than but I did like the show. I enjoyed the show.
I think you are, because if some casual, you know, hasn't seen every one of Guy Ritchie's movies and is just getting on Netflix to watch a good show and they don't really care, they're gonna enjoy this.
I mean, it's just as dark as a Breaking Bad or whatever, like you know, I mean, it just you know, they're just proper British instead. Proper British chaps.
I really wasn't thinking the show was that dark. Maybe it's because I'm accustomed to these shows being dark now.
Well, I just you know, The Boys and I mean, I'm just seeing.
I feel like The Boys is much darker.
Yeah, I just, or like, you know, I don't know, you watch Invincible, like, feel like I've gotten my fill.
You want to talk about Game of Thrones? That was the biggest TV show.
Game of Thrones.
So,
yeah, I mean,
The first episode, they literally have incest and... They're the sex scene like every episode. That's completely unnecessary. I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I feel like this was pretty tame in terms of darkness of films.
I mean, I guess it's just like that. We could just get into spoilers, I think. Well, first of all, there's guest stars like almost every episode. And I liked most of the people that they got to come in and do stuff. So the first episode, it's just, I think it's more dark in the way, you know, how people like, you know, the emotional toll that takes on some people and that guy doing a bunch of cocaine or whatever. I don't like that. For me, isn't fun. It just kind of was like kind of, you know, bummed me out watching him like be upset and stuff. I don't know. Maybe it just didn't.
I thought it was pretty funny.
I didn't find it funny. It seemed like just like a lot. I have a problem with just movies and stuff that are like just there to make you uncomfortable. I know that people like that, but it just,
it was definitely trying to make a serious moment kind of funny in its own way. And he kind of does that throughout the show for serious moments, you know, and then there's kind of humor behind it, but it's obviously very dry kind of humor. I don't know if I just enjoy that kind of humor or something.
I mean,
I was enjoying it.
I just felt like maybe it just went too long.
I think I agree with on the first episode.
That's enough. I think I was like, yeah, I agree with you. I don't know. It's just like, okay, I get it. Let's move on. Whatever. But then I knew he was either gonna die from doing a bunch of cocaine, or he was gonna shoot him. Like there was no end to that where he does the little thing and then they say, see you later. That wasn't going to happen.
I mean, I feel like that could happen. No way.
It's the first episode. You know, it's going to start off with something. So there's no way.
I guess. I'm just saying as a casual, like, they don't know what to expect. So I give it a pass. I don't think everything is so cut and dry that it was that obvious.
I felt like most things in this show were obvious or like kind of like... We knew that the villain was going to, or the one pulling the strings was going to be the guy from Breaking Bad.
That was obvious. Yes.
And
yes.
Like the guy coming up to do things with his little right hand man, you could tell who it was. It like wasn't even a surprise. I mean, that was, I was like, okay. But I liked that it was that the guy who gets killed in the first episode. It's that one guy who I've seen before in other things who's pretty funny. So they had guest stars. The guy who turns out to be a Nazi, which, I mean, I'm not surprised. That guy has played a lot of characters like that where he's just like, puts on like he's like a fancy guy, but he's actually a crazy dude. I've seen him do a lot of stuff like that.
I thought that episode was really funny and it just got really wild.
I liked stuff like that's funny and but I feel like it was just like, you know, here's your thing, here's your reveal. It didn't like milk it for so long.
It's just the shows, every episode they have the specific journey that they're doing for whatever part of the business they need to work on. And I think that was good enough for the show. I mean,
yeah, I think I liked more later where they do just kind of like the thing happening in the, you know, that episode or whatever. I think I liked the one where they're just getting the car, and doing pretending to be goofy character, like, you know, doing goofy characters and stuff like that. I think that works for me and that stuff usually works for me. So as with like the brother doing his Russian accent and, you know, I thought that was all good. I mean, there's lots of good parts of the show.
But if you're going to do like a twisty mystery, you know, it, I think it was not as, there wasn't a lot of mystery to it. And I felt like in the back half, it was just like, oh, the dad, Bobby Glass, it was just like, he could just be like, okay, I just tell them to go away and they go away.
Wanted to see if you had some skin in the game.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but like they've had to fix everything, their problems in the more in the beginning of the show. And then the second half of the show, I feel like it was just like, hey, you need to stop. And then he would just like take care of it or whatever. And I was like,
I mean, almost every episode is something goes wrong because the one guy messes it up, and then it's up to them and to the two of them to figure out either a way around it or fix the problem. I mean, yeah, it's every episode.
Yeah. But at the end, they didn't really fix the problem for the ending part. They just was, he was just like, I'll take care of it.
What problem?
Like the gospel guy comes back and stuff. And
I was also disappointed because I wanted an action scene.
Yeah, and so then it's just like, that's over.
That so and he was just like, I guess they don't even really say what he does to get them to go away, but I guess the dad does something.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and you know, it's like the twist that, oh, she, you know, she was not on his side and they were going to turn on him or whatever. It's like, yeah, okay. I don't know. There just wasn't any, like, actual twist for me. But, yeah, I mean, is there anybody else? Oh, and then, yeah, there's, like, the groundskeeper who I do like him. He's the juggernaut, bitch. Yeah, I liked his character, and he definitely seemed like a Guy Ritchie character for sure. I liked how he had a bunch of animals. He just had like a, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I like the mom, and the mom, the daughter has like a little side plot, which I thought was nice. I mean, I don't know if it was necessary.
It's very random. That's
like still feels like there's like more to the show, I feel like. Like they're gonna take that somewhere or something, but yeah, it was very side plotty and almost not necessary in those shows.
Yeah, I mean, that was like the only like real like kind of human nice stuff to it.
Yeah,
so that was weird in the show, but also a nice change in the show as well. But I don't know, it was weird. I was like. Oh, he's her dad, I guess. I was like, what? Yeah, because I was like, this girl, like this, the one of the travelers or whatever, like she likes the horse, and then she rides the horse, and it was like, okay, it's like what? Yeah, I was very random. I don't know. I thought the show was fun, and I liked bringing people in, and you know, like a. You know, guest stars and stuff was fine. You know, getting into doing shenanigans or whatever. Yeah, I mean, the stuff that I like, the funny stuff, you know, the guy trying to wash the money, you know, the corn, he wants to sell corn dogs or whatever. I think that stuff is funny.
That was pretty funny. And then one of the only scenes where there's a little action, he just beats the crap out of him. Yeah. I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, he's like, you're going to eat this corn dog. I thought that is Guy Ritchie stuff that I think is funny. That's just like really stupid. He's kind of British Tarantino-ish, where it's just like, you know, the dialogue back and forth and is funny to me. That stuff works for me. You know, there was good stuff in the show. I still think it's better than lots of shows. It's definitely what a quality made show, made from people that make good stuff. So, yeah. I don't think there's anything else specifically that I wanted to talk about. I mean,
No, I agree.
I think everyone did
cover most of it.
Pretty decent job. There wasn't any like major characters that I can think of. They kind of just brought everyone together at the end. You know, the people that we've met throughout the show. Just him going through the world, and you knew at the end he was going to end up, you know, not getting out or whatever. So, you know, they just pull him back in.
Yeah, but the whole reason why he wanted to get out is because he didn't want to be controlled. But if he has the control, then it's a little different, right? So, I don't know. I liked the ending. I liked the show. I just, you know, easily another point if we actually got to see some of those action sequences. I would be very excited to see season two with the same characters, and, you know, they're just trying to run the business and, you know, someone's messing it up or whatever. I enjoyed it.
I would definitely watch another season. I think I maintained, I was like, yeah, I'm interested. I mean, I told you we should watch it. So, I mean, you know, I was interested. I'm still interested. I seem to be a Guy Ritchie fan these days. So, I mean, I'll probably watch more if he puts out a movie. He's got a movie coming up this year with Henry Cavill. Probably check that out. That might be a secret hit. So we'll see. I mean, Guy Ritchie seems to have goodwill these days, so that's good. I'm happy for him. All right.
Well, that wraps up our episode. We will see you guys on the next one. Until then,
this has been the Daniel and Andrew Show.